News this morning that the Democratic Alliance has appointed Siviwe Gwarube as its new chief whip in the National Assembly. Gwarube takes over from Natasha Mazone, who will serve on the legislature's Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence. The DA leader, John Steenhuisen, saying that Mazone will focus on overhauling the oversight model of the state security apparatus. So a great pleasure to speak now to the new chief whip of the Democratic Alliance, Siviwe Gwarube, who joins us. Siviwe, good afternoon to you and congratulations on your appointment.
Thank you, Mandy, and good afternoon to your listeners. Thank you very much.
So you come into this position. What do you hope to achieve and what do you believe you will be inheriting?
Yeah, I think for me, I think the most important thing, Mandy, in this role is to, and as something that I've been incredibly passionate about, is to make Parliament relevant to the people of South Africa, because I think there's a massive disconnect between politicians and those who elected them to serve. And ultimately, the business of the House and the business of Parliament as an institution should be the business of the people of South Africa. And so that's the first thing I think that we need to, as a caucus, particularly as a DA caucus, bring to the debate issues that are affecting most South Africans. And we need to be able to bring and table forward solutions. But of course, there are some pressing matters that are currently on Parliament's agenda. The issue around rebuilding Parliament and where we go with that. The issue around Palapala and how we're going to deal with that as an institution. And so those are the things that, of course, are pressing. But on a broader scale, it's about making Parliament relevant to ordinary South Africans.
Inevitably, there's going to be commentary around an appointment like this. Already the narrative is that Natasha Mazone has been axed, that she's been moved because she wasn't effective. What is your response to that, Siviwe?
I think it's unfair, because I think any leader of any caucus should be able, and of course John Steenhuisen is the leader of the DA and the leader, parliamentary leader as well. And I think that every leader should be able to make appointments as and when they see fit. And so I think it's an unfair assessment to make on Natasha and the role that she's played over the past 3 years. And I think it's also simply unfair. I think that you can shuffle the decks as you wish as the leader, and this is how the situation has unfolded. And quite frankly, I mean, I was the deputy chief whip before this, and so, you know, it's not a matter of axing one for somebody else. I think it was always going to be a natural progression.
Siviwe, thank you very much, and best of luck to you. Siviwe Gwarube, the new chief whip of the Democratic Alliance. What do you think about that one? The narrative very much already is that Natasha Mazone has been axed, that she's been moved out of the way for Siviwe. What do you think? Send me a WhatsApp voice note, 072-702-1702, 072-567-1567.